has more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program, American Stories. We tell part one of the story, Judge, by Walter D. Edmonds. Young John must take care of his family after his father dies. He also feels he must honor his father's debts. We like to hear from our listeners. Write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or send an email to special@voa.gov.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. Wednesday, one of America's most powerful senators announced his plans to retire when his term ends in 2003. Jesse Helms has served in the United States Senate for almost 30 years. He is a Republican from North Carolina. Senator Helms made his announcement in Raleigh, where he once worked as a political commentator on radio and television. He told local voters he will not seek re-election in 2002. He said he would be 88 at the end of another six-year term. He said he and his family decided he should not run again. Mr. Helms has suffered from health problems in recent years, including prostate cancer. He also has a nerve condition which caused him to lose feeling in his feet. He now travels around the Capitol building in a small electric-powered vehicle. Senator Helms is a leading supporter of conservative issues in the United States Congress. He has opposed civil rights legislation and the rights of women to end pregnancies. He opposes any expanding of the federal government. For years, he strongly criticized the Chinese government and the United Nations. In 1996, he helped pass the Helms-Burton Law, which increased restrictions on trade with Cuba. Mr. Helms was first elected to the Senate in 1972. He took control of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 1995, after the Republicans gained control of the Senate. During his chairmanship, he helped defeat a nuclear test ban treaty. He also blocked several presidential nominations. Senator Helms also used his leadership position to help reorganize America's foreign policy agencies. Recently, he released American debt payments to the United Nations in return for reforms in the organization. He lost his chairmanship of the Foreign Relations Committee after the Democrats regained control of the Senate in June. Political experts say Mr. Helms' retirement will mark the end of a period in politics that helped reshape the conservative movement. His decision may affect control of the Senate in 2002. Democrats now have 50 seats, the Republicans 49. One seat is held by an independent. Both major parties think they can win Mr. Helms' seat. One Republican reportedly interested in replacing Mr. Helms is Elizabeth Dole. She is a North Carolina native who campaigned unsuccessfully for president 2 years ago. Mrs. Dole has served on the cabinets of Presidents Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. One Democrat, North Carolina's Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall, has already announced she will campaign for the job. Several other Democratic and Republican candidates are expected to seek Senator Helms' seat. This VOA Special English Program, In the News, was written by Jill Moss. This is Steve Ember.